Hello and welcome to the Warrior Kings podcast. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within and overall leveling up your life. So again, welcome and welcome back. It's good to be back here with you today. Huge thank you to everyone who has been listening to this series on how to be a better husband. It's super fulfilling to be able to help so many men in their relationships and their lives with their wives. If it's your first time here, I say all of the things that most men don't want to hear, and I'm here to inspire and encourage men to level up every aspect of their lives. So if that's something that you're not into, definitely don't subscribe to this podcast or this YouTube channel. With that being said, this podcast is blowing up everywhere except for YouTube. I'm not really sure why that is. I haven't gotten too much into addressing that, but like the podcast is going strong on the podcast platforms, lots of listeners, but we're really struggling to grow on YouTube. So if you love this podcast, definitely swing over to YouTube, subscribe to the channel to help us level that up as well. So again, thank you to everyone who has been listening to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and pretty much everywhere podcasts are streamed. And again, if this is your first time here, this is part three in a series that I'm doing on how to be a better husband. So definitely go back and check out the first two parts of this so that you can understand the whole that is being a better husband, because there's so much to cover when it comes to this topic: how to be a good husband, how to lead your family, how to lead your wife, and handle the challenges and complexities that is marriage. Like I said, there's a lot that goes into this. We could probably talk about it forever. This could probably be a 100 episode series and we wouldn't even scratch the surface, but I want to get all of the valuable information that I know about how to be a good husband based on my mistakes in the past and how I'm living my dream life with my wife now. I want to get that information in your hands so that you can level up your marriage, because nobody really teaches us these things. Nobody really teaches us these days how to be a good husband, how to be a strong husband, or even how to be a man. So as much as I can impart my wisdom on you to help you in your life, that's my intention here with this series. So with that being said, let's dive into the topic of the day. And this topic might push some buttons and it might feel embarrassing at times. And I think that there's even some people that would call this episode bad advice, but that's okay. Take it or leave it. But if you're here for it, if you're really here for it, if you want to level up your marriage, stick around and hear me out. And this episode is definitely a small piece to that bigger picture of being a better husband. So like I said, if you're new here, definitely go check out part one and part two before you listen to this episode, because this just kind of adds to the wisdom that I've imparted already on the first two parts of this. Now, I know that all couples have different dynamics, but this one simple shift will transform so much about your relationship, your marriage, and especially your intimacy. Trust me. And that's sort of what we're going to be talking about today, is how to repair intimacy with your wife. Like, if you guys aren't very intimate anymore, if you've been together for a while and you've lost your intimacy and you're wondering why this is happened, this is one part of solving that dilemma. Or maybe you and your wife are intimate from time to time, but you want to see that happen more and you're wondering why it isn't happening more. This is just a real thing that happens in relationships and in marriages, and we're going to get deep into that right now. And what we're going to be talking about today is how you present yourself to your wife on a daily basis. Let's go, dude. When two people start dating, when they start courting, when they first start seeing each other, they sort of put on a show. You want to present your best self, right? You want to kind of not reveal everything right away. You want to be this dreamy, handsome person, right? You want to be charming and funny and witty and flirty and things like that. And when you go to hang out with that person that you're dating, you dress your best self. You know, you make sure your clothes are nice. You make sure that you look well. You understand what I'm saying? And we want to present our best selves. We want to be clean and put together. We want to be attractive and desirable. And as time goes on, especially when we begin living with our ladies, for example, things get a little more familiar. And you begin to get to know each other on a whole nother level. You begin getting more comfortable, right? A lot of the true self begins to reveal itself, and this just comes naturally. And this might sound dumb and embarrassing at first, but the question that I want to ask you today is, and stick with me here because there's more to it than this, and I'll try to be discreet here. Do you fart in front of your wife? Maybe it's even a totally comfortable thing in your marriage, in your home, and in your relationship. For a lot of people, maybe it's even a family joke. Maybe you laugh about it together all the time. I'm very aware that that's a thing. And I'm not condemning you here in any way. This is going to make sense in a minute. And a lot of you might say men burp and fart. It's just what we we do. It's just how it is. Sure, fine, but it goes deeper than that. When people first start seeing each other, there's this intriguing mystery about that person. You don't really fully know them yet. We sort of put that person on a pedestal. We're infatuated with them. And that goes both ways in a relationship for both the man and the woman. We see each other as this like perfect person that we're enamored with. Oh my gosh, they're so beautiful. They're so amazing. I want to know more about this person. There's so much mystery here. I just want to dive in and know everything about this person, right? And when it comes to her perception of you, especially in those beginning stages, at one point you were that dreamy, handsome, mysterious guy. Otherwise, she wouldn't have given you the time of day, right? And as your relationship goes on, the other person becomes more and more human. The layers of that mystery start to shed away. Like I said before, a good way to put it is that person becomes more and more human to you. The true self is revealed more and more, which is one of the reasons why I say it's very important to know that that person is the one and that you love them, everything about them, no matter what, before you even get married. But we've talked about that in previous episodes, so I'm not going to get too much into that right now. But if you're not married yet and you're just in a relationship, definitely know that that person is the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with and that nothing about them irritates or annoys you, etc. Before you get married, you definitely want to know that that is a lifelong commitment. It's not like dating in relationships. It's not temporary. You're not supposed to just be able to bail out anytime you want. So definitely make sure that that person is the right person for you. And I know that many married men listening to this might give you the same advice, especially if they're here to learn how to level up their marriage with their wives listening to this series. If you don't make sure that everything is 100% and squared away first, you can end up in a miserable situation. And I don't want that for you. And as you grow in your relationship, as you get more and more comfortable with each other, a huge mistake that so many people make is you end up letting it all go. You let yourself go, letting it all hang out, right? And sometimes this happens later on, and sometimes it happens right after the wedding because the job is finished, right? The work is done. You've locked them in. There's nobody to impress anymore. They're yours now. And I'm right there with you in this, and that's how I know these things in a lot of ways. This is me when I first started dating my wife, and then this is me after she started feeding me 3 meals a day. And I know that some of you might say, I should be able to be myself. Absolutely, man. But you can be yourself. You can be your true, authentic self without choosing to present yourself as a lazy slob who doesn't take care of himself in any way. But people want to lay around in their pajamas all day long every time that they're home with their wife, burp and fart and scratch wherever, show their dark side a little too often, and then they wonder why their relationship is dying, why their intimacy is dead, and why divorce rates are higher than they've ever been. And that's for many reasons, but it is my belief that this plays a huge part in that bigger picture. And if you think that I'm just talking about burping and farting, you are definitely missing that whole big picture. And not understanding that big picture could be a huge part of why you're lacking in your marriage.
What's wrong, man?
I just can't seem to get my life together, dude.
You should read my book, Warrior King. It's packed full of wisdom that I attained over the years to level up my own life as a man.
I don't read books, bro.
Why does that not surprise me?
What? Nothing, but hey, good news. Warrior King has an audiobook now. No way! Yeah, you can listen to it anywhere. It's on
Amazon and Audible.
Whoa! Get your shit together today with the Warrior King audiobook by Michael Riggs. Then I can learn the ways of the Warrior King.
You can, my son.
Then I can be cool like you!
So I gotta ask you, how do you present yourself to your wife every day on a daily basis? Do you get up and wash up and get ready for your day? Or in your home time, when you're at home, are you presenting yourself as a lazy slob because there's nothing to get dressed up for? Why do I ask you this? Because I want to level up your relationship and your intimacy with your wife. And I know a lot of you might say she does the same thing. Well, ask yourself this, what would she be getting dressed up for? Also, if you want her to look hot, if you want her to look nice, compliment her when she looks hot and when she looks nice. A lot of you criticize your wife whenever she looks hot, whenever she looks nice, and tell her to tone it down a bit before she goes out into public, and then you wonder why she let herself go. Because she's been punished every time that she looked pretty. Oh, is that too real? Okay, let's move forward here. It is my belief that husbands and wives should never stop trying to impress each other. Like I said, it could happen right after the wedding, it could happen later on, but some point in a relationship, couples stop trying to impress each other because they feel that the work has been done. So what I want to tell you here today is, get cleaned up. Even if you're gonna be at home, wash your face and brush your teeth. Get dressed for your day. Spray on cologne. It's for her. Back when you were dating, back when you were trying to woo her into being with you, were you trying to impress her? When you were trying to get her to marry you, were you trying to impress her? If you're watching a series about how to be a better husband, I'm sure that most of you better get to work in trying to woo her and impress her into staying married to you. Put on your best self every single day and watch how much of your marriage changes. Watch how much of your intimacy changes. And this goes into how you treat her and talk to her as well. For many of you, if you were to really do some thought work and compare the way that you talk to her when you first started dating to the way that you talk to her now, you would see a massive difference in the two things. And you would see that the way that you talk to her now, you wouldn't have dared talk to her like that back then. It's just that, like I said, people get more and more comfortable with each other and the dark side shows itself more and more. But the way that you treat her and the way that you talk to her plays a huge part in this as well, how you present yourself to her on a daily basis. Because if the only times that she sees you, you're a lazy slob in your pajamas, burping, farting, scratching yourself, being rude, being arrogant, talking down on her, being rude to her, you are a completely different person in her eyes now than you were when she first started seeing you. When you were that mysterious, dreamy, handsome guy, now you're this blob of despair, right? Now, if you start doing this, if you start presenting yourself in this new way, she's probably not used to it anymore, or she might not be used to it anymore, and she hasn't seen this side of you in a while, and she might say, "What are you getting all dressed up for?" You will tell her that you got all ready for her. You got all dressed up for her. You sprayed on cologne for her. Just tell her that. "I just wanted to look nice for you today." And after a while, you will make that the new normal, and she will begin seeing you again in that light. I'll tell you that I work from home, and my wife is the person that I see the most. Some days, she's the only adult person that I see. Every day, I get up, I clean up, I get dressed, I put on cologne, I present my best self, and it's all for her. Why? Because I want to present my best self to my wife. I still want her to be attracted to me. I still want to impress her. Even though that we know everything about each other and we're so comfortable in our lives, I don't just lay around like a slob ever. I get up, I get dressed, I put on cologne, I look nice as I can. As such a rough dude, but I try my best to look nice, and it's all for her. And if you think that a man shouldn't have to do this to get his wife to love him, and if you argue against this sort of thing, report back to me in 3 to 5 years and let me know how that worked out for you. I keep these principles myself, and my marriage is happy and thriving. The principles from episode 1, 2, and this one, I keep all of these principles for myself, and my marriage is thriving. I'm happier than ever. I believe that my wife is happy. We hang out every day. We're intimate every day. Sorry for the family members who might be listening to this, but me and my wife are intimate every day. Like, we're not lacking that in our marriage at all. And I think that a huge part that plays in this, along with many other aspects, like I said, it's a whole big picture, but one of those things is still trying to impress each other, still trying to look nice for each other, still trying to charm each other, still trying to flirt with each other and all these sort of things, or still flirting with each other. You understand what I'm saying? On some level, still dating each other. Have you ever noticed that most people after the wedding, after they get married, just over time, they get less and less attractive? And I'm not trying to be mean. That's just a fact. You can literally watch it in real time. And it's that letting go, that letting oneself go. And that's because they have this false belief, or even this subconscious belief, that the work is done. There's nobody to impress anymore. I've already arrived. I worked my way up to that marriage. And now that I'm in that marriage, I can just let go. I can just relax and be myself and let myself go. And a lot of that letting go isn't just aesthetic appearance. It's like they let go of everything in their life and they just kind of deteriorate. And I know that sounds mean, but there's really no nice way to put it. It's a fact. It's a sad fact. And that's why those pictures that I showed you of myself before, I realized that I was sort of doing that, especially with my physical appearance, and had to reevaluate, reassess it, be like, man, I got to get my together, because I was this super handsome dude when she started seeing me, and I'm this fat, chunky fat guy, and I gotta slim down, man. I gotta figure some things out. I wanna look hot for her. I wanna look attractive for her. I wanna be that guy that she thought she was marrying. Now, I don't have six pack abs anymore or anything like that, but hopefully I can do that one more time while I'm still in my prime. I really gotta get back to work on that, but I'm definitely not that gigantic belly dude anymore that I was briefly before I reassessed my situation and leveled up myself accordingly. But it's that letting themselves go that leads to hearing about married couples, for example, that say that they haven't had sex in months, or they hardly ever talk to each other. They might talk to each other and have a real conversation once a week or once a month, depending on how bad it's gotten. The attraction is gone. And as we've talked about in the previous episodes in this series and in previous Warrior Kings podcast episodes in the past, there's just so much information that goes into this, being a good husband and being in a good marriage and all that. But I really think, if you really think about it, if you really consider it, physical attraction plays a huge part in this. So I implore you and I encourage you to level up the way that you present yourself to your wife every day and watch how much of your relationship it transforms. So is it all about physical appearance and smelling good? No, this is just one piece of a really big puzzle, but it's definitely a critical one. So thank you guys so much for watching and listening today. If you're into this sort of thing, if you want to level up every aspect of your life as a man and your marriages, your career, your relationships, relationships with people, your belief in yourself. That's a huge one that I talk about on here. Definitely subscribe to this YouTube channel and podcast so that I can assist you on that journey. Definitely reach out to me in the comments on YouTube. That's the best way to reach me right now so I can hear what you think about this episode. If you have any questions, any comments, anything like that, definitely let me know. It would be great to hear from you. And I'll catch you guys on the next one. Thank you so much.